Hello and welcome to this episode of the Event Manager Podcast by SCIF Meetings, the podcast for curious event professionals who are embracing the future of business events. My name is Miguel Nevsch, and I'm the Editor-in-Chief of SCIF Meetings. And this episode is a little special. It's a little different. If you're used to listening to our podcast, then this one will be a little bit of a different format. This week, I was at IMEX in Frankfurt 2022, one of the major industry trade shows, and I spoke to a lot of industry professionals, and I simply asked them why they were there, why it was important for them to be there at this trade show. I took their immediate reactions, and we recorded that and made that into a podcast. And I was very surprised by the different reactions, the different personal stories that came through in those reactions and in those conversations. So I gather those together in a podcast that I hope you enjoy listening to, and hopefully gives you a little bit of a snapshot of what took place on site at the trade show. I hope you enjoy listening to this podcast, and do check out the other episodes of the Event Manager Podcast by SCIF Meetings on our website or through your favorite podcast service.
Greater Phoenix, rising from the Sonoran Desert, has emerged as a premier meetings destination. We earned the Wall Street Journal designation of having a top 10 convention center, as well as the number one airport in the US. We've won citywide mega events from the Final Four to SemiCon West. We've cultivated flourishing intellectual capital in the high-tech and biomed sectors. And we've even put a brewery in our convention center. Why? Well, the desert made us do it. Plan your next meeting in Greater Phoenix. Go to visitphoenix.com/meetings.
All right. Testing, testing. Okay. So Kemp Gallino?
Yes.
Am I saying that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Kemp, why are you here? Why is it important for you to be here at IMEX 2022?
We're in the travel business and people are traveling again. So I think it's important to be in front of both the customer and the supplier side. What we do at Groups 360 is bring the two together. So it's very important for us to get feedback and see what's going on in our industry.
Torben, always awesome to see you. So I have one question. Why are you here? Why is it important for you personally to be here at IMEX 2022?
So IMEX has always been a good show for business for event movies. So that's, I think, the first reason, at least on a bottom line point of view, to be here. But the real reason for me to be at IMEX is I fucking missed those people over 2 years. When I came in the show floor on Monday afternoon to check our booth, there was this smell of paint and freshly cut wood. And I just thought, good to be home again. It's IMEX is the show, I think, for our industry that is the home to most of our industry. And we haven't been home in 2 years. So that's why I'm here.
Net, so I'm asking everybody why they're here at IMEX 2022. From a personal perspective.
Okay. For me personally, it's important to be here because it's a sign that human interaction, face-to-face human interaction, is what moves humanity forward. So being with other people, whether it's in a business sense or personal sense, is what we're about as humans. And this week is what it's about for me.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Tahira, nice to see you. Yes. My question to you is, why are you here? Why is it important for you to be here at IMEX 2020 from a personal perspective?
It is important for me to be at IMEX because I love connecting with people that I've seen over the 10, 12 years of coming to IMEX and to see the changes that we can affect when we meet live.
Robert, why are you here? Why is it important for you to be here at IMEX 2022?
Well, It's IMEX. So there's three reasons for anyone to be here, three reasons for me to be here. One, it's the IMEX family, and the IMEX family is our industry, and so we need to show out and support it. Number two is the industry is here so we can make contacts and we can exchange ideas, and we have to move things on. We need new ideas. So I'm here for new ideas. And then the third reason I'm here is marketing. I walk around here and I bump into all the people who've forgotten that I exist, and I get more work.
So I'm here with Martin Cirk, Cirk Serendipity. Martin, why is it important for you to be here at IMEX 2022?
I have never missed a day of any IMEX that has ever been run. And in fact, I only missed one show that Ray Bloom has ever been involved with. So from that point of view, I had to be here. But I'm involved in so many aspects of the show that it's the biggest thing that I do every year. I help to design and curate the policy forum, heavily involved in the association day. I've been invited as a guest speaker by a number of friends in the business, and I'm supporting a range of clients who are exhibiting. So you add all that together and it's the busiest, most intense week of my business year.
Well, first is I'm trying to get more people, get to meet with more people in person, getting tired of the virtual environment. Second is we're starting to have more strategic discussions, and this really helps. Meeting in person really helps with strategic discussions. I think that has been the biggest benefit of me coming here and meeting some people who I knew earlier, but I'm having better conversations with them now when I'm meeting them in person. More meaningful conversations. I think that's why I'm here.
Love it. That's a tagline in itself, right? Yeah. More meaningful conversations. So, James.
Hi, Miguel.
Hi, James. Why are you here?
Well, first of all, to see you. And then to see everybody else that I haven't connected with over the last 2.5 years. And then to see what the show is going to be like and who's new, and also be part of the education agenda and learn some new stuff.
So it's important for you to be here?
Obviously. You know, otherwise I wouldn't be stood here. But no, I love IMEX. It's my fantastic... it's my favorite summer or spring show. No, let's rephrase it. IMEX is my favorite spring show.
It's a very simple question. The question is, why are you here? Like, why is it important for you to be here at IMEX 2022?
Because I love parties. No, that's I shouldn't go there. No, after the pandemic, which has been very difficult for everyone, it is great to just reconnect with everyone. As a business, you know, we're trying to be different, you know, and innovate, and we want to show people that, and this is a great place to do it.
Thank you very much.
And the parties.
And the parties.
And the parties.
Okay.
Are you ready to celebrate your successes in the world of meetings and events? The Skift Meetings Awards are back for 2024, recognizing the most innovative business events companies across 15 categories, and we want you to be a part of it. Winners will feature on Skift Meetings, sending a clear signal to events professionals around the world that these are partners they can rely on. The final deadline for submissions is June 11th. We encourage you to start your submission today to secure the best entry rates. For more information and to start your submission, head to live.skift.com.
Pedro Góes, why are you here, Pedro? What brings you to IMEX 2022, and why do you think it's important?
Have you ever worked from home for 2 years? You know, your legs start to host, the left leg is not working anymore, so I have to travel to, you know, just do something. So IMEX was pretty far from the U.S., so I came here. It was good. Next time we're going to Saudi Arabia, me and Cecilia, and she's going to tell me how to find alcohol there.
Felix Rundle, nice to see you in person. Why are you here, Felix? Why do you think it's important for you to be here today?
I really thought about that thoroughly, and I think that my answer is connecting with this family, an extended family. And I've never been to IMEX before. It's the first time. I've been to PCMA meetings that are smaller sometimes, but this is the proper big extended family. It's so exciting to see, you know, how powerful and impact and full of energy this group of people is.
Ingrid, so on a personal level,
Why are you here, and what are you hoping to really, what did you come here to do? What are you hoping to kind of achieve while you're here?
I'm here at IMEX because I ached for meeting people live again, but I'm also here to see what people are looking for, what they are trying to change, what they, what their purpose is to create events, and obviously I would love to talk about that with them, because I really would like to change the way we organize, well, not organize, but design the events. There is so much more possible than is being done today. So, yeah, I guess that's the reason why.
And why is IMEX 2022 a good place for you to do that?
Because everybody, well, not everybody, but many people I know are people that are here. I've met an incredible amount of people that are here not because they organize event, but because they are looking for more purpose in their events. And that is exactly the quest that I'm on. So, yeah.
We've come to IMEX. I've come to IMEX.
You.
Me.
It's not the company, you. Why are you here?
I'm here because I have loyalty to IMEX. I have loyalty to our purpose. And our purpose is to rid the world of mediocre events. It's a battle that many of us are fighting at the same time. We've had one big ally these last 2 years called COVID, which unfortunately also got rid of some very, very good events. I'm delighted to see that IMEX is back the 20th time, because that loyalty we have to building a community of people that can design events was helped a lot through IMEX. IMEX believed in this from the very get-go, supported the Event Design Certificate Program. Caesars later joined in that support. We now have a community thanks to these efforts. And this community is here at IMEX. And so we've given back at IMEX America through the Design for Good Challenge, where we proved that you can put brain power at the show to use to do a pro bono project for good, for events that really need it. So our community is grateful to meet at IMEX. We now have a podcast studio and a space in Hall 9, which for us is a really good gathering place for our community and people that know nothing about us. So that's why I'm here. And I'm here to meet, hug, support, but also be supported by the friends we have in this industry.
Perfect. I love it. Thank you. Rude. Hey, let's hear some voices of the industry. Olivier Jensen, why are you here? Why is it important for you to be here at IMEX 2022?
Well, as someone who's still going to start studying, this is a good way for me to broaden my horizon in a way and see what other industries are out there. So walking along with my dad for these few days, it's very useful.
Thank you.
Are you a future leader as well?
Yes.
Can I just see your name so I can...
He's a petit. Panache.
I'm going to try. Panache Mahakwa?
No, Panache.
Panache?
Yeah.
And the last name?
Mahakwa.
Okay. Panache, would you tell me why do you feel it's important that you're here at this show, IMEX 2022?
Learn new stuff, free food, entertainment, meet new people, networking is the best. Working hard, playing hard.
Thank you very much. So, Lauren, why are you here at IMEX 2022?
So, I think it's obviously extremely important for the travel industry, and I think that IMEX going ahead in Frankfurt sends the right message to the industry as a whole. It's a fantastic opportunity to meet people and to obviously make connections and get to know, share stories, everything to do with our industry, basically.
Well, the meeting industry is a fascinating industry, and it's been quiet for a couple of years, and this was a great opportunity to reconnect with a lot of my friends and colleagues from the industry, and I haven't regretted it for a second that I came. It's just fabulous to see all these people again, and so I'm really grateful that that business is back.
For me, it's actually a big reunion.
This is the way I was looking at it before coming here. I think it's based on experience. So many years before the COVID, we came here for business. And of course, this is one of the top events. This time, I was really looking forward to all my industry friends and colleagues again as a big, almost high school reunion.
Love it. I think you're not alone. Thank you so much.
I'll see you later.
Cole, why do you think it's important that you're here at IMEX 2022?
I think the most important reason is to reconnect with all old industry friends. That's the most important reason. And when there, you meet all new people and people refer to you, and it is tremendous for the business. Like, it's nothing like what we did virtual. Now seeing people in real life, people really approach you and you get in contact with people, and that's where the connections are made.
Krzysztof Selusz. I hope I'm saying that okay.
Okay, it's good.
Yes. Why are you here? Why is it important for you personally to be here at IMEX 2022?
Because IMEX supports the future leaders, and IMEX supports the vision of next generation. So I'm supporting students, and students can change the future.
How do I say your last name?
Antonio Duceschi.
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 Perfect. Antonio, why are you here at IMEX 2022?
I think it was important to reconnect with people we haven't seen for a couple of years. And I believe in personal meetings. I believe in person-to-person connections. And you cannot substitute that with everything that's been going on the last 2 years. This show of Europe, and I've been attending IMEX forever, since it's born. And it's grown, it's improved. The quality of people, the quality of the connections has always been greater, and that's what I'm here for, you know, connecting with people and making business.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Event Manager Podcast. Please subscribe and rate the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. For the latest news and the best articles on technology and innovation in the event industry, head over to eventmb.com.